This episode of DLC is brought to you by Alienware. So I've got a question for all the gamers out there. Are you seriously going to miss out on Alienware's biggest gaming sale of the year? I mean, these are Black Friday prices we're talking about, so it's not just another sale. I took a look, and this is some pretty big bang for your buck. You know, it's Alienware with some of the most advanced engineering out there, with systems at the top of reviewers' lists. And what about a gift for yourself? Gift yourself a new Alienware 16 Area 51 gaming laptop. I mean, this thing's got performance at the absolute next level with Intel Core Ultra processors. And even better, you can get it during Black Friday. Plus, you can save on all kinds of displays and accessories, like the Alienware 27 4K QD OLED gaming monitor for ultimate visual fidelity. These are incredible deals on PCs with otherworldly performance. So I'd visit Alienware.com/deals soon and grab what you can before their biggest sale of the year goes dark.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hello, DLC! Welcome to some bonus content, extra coverage of Doom the Dark Ages. I'm Jeff Cannata. I'm here with Christian Spicer. Hey, Christian!
Stand and fight.
I'm going to both stand and or fight. Actually, I do very little standing in Doom the Dark Ages. It's
run around
being
like a chicken with your head cut off, parry and fight.
Run forward and barrel into me and fight. And by fight, I mean just kind of smash everything in sight. We talked about Doom the Dark Ages on the most recent main episode of DLC. But, you know, we were provided codes and 50 series NVIDIA graphics cards to early to talk about this game. And my goodness, this is a showpiece for PC. Both of us are playing on 50 series cards on PC. And I wanted to dig into a little bit of the visuals of Doom the Dark Ages. This is going out for patrons early, should be on the main feed for all of our DLC listeners. Christian, tell me what it's like playing a game this pretty at over 200 frames per second.
Well, that's the thing about Doom the Dark Ages is it feels like a proper next gen game. In the way that it has all of this technology baked into it, and it just works, right? I feel like it is a showpiece game for what 50 series cards can do when you have everything humming. You know, we've talked about DLSS on the show since I first called it DLS, and I kept leaving the second S off of it, whatever that was, a couple of years ago, DLSS2 or whatever it was first called. And we've talked about the 50 series cards and what they brought to the table before with 4X frame gen. And, you know, some people are like, oh, fake frames and all of that stuff. And ray tracing, required ray tracing. You know, this game, Doom the Dark Ages, requires ray tracing as a baseline. Full path tracing will be coming as a later update, but it requires ray tracing. And so we're seeing all of these technologies that were implemented piecemeal or optional before Control, and then you had ray tracing in Control, or how Control ran on what was it, base PS4s or Cyberpunk 2077 and how that ran on Xbox One, is that we were trying, games were trying to incorporate all of this bleeding edge, high frame rate, high fidelity technology. And while there are certainly been games that look great on these modern GPUs and on high-end PCs, I think Doom the Dark Ages for me is this: bring a friend over, show them this game, just have them play it, right? Like, have all your settings turned on, have it all maxed up as high as you can, have all of the DLSS stuff turned on. I have it's running at 4K, you know, on my 4K monitor. Have all of that stuff set up and just let them play and feel how silky smooth it is. And then you can go in what I call the Wayne's World, camera one, camera two, camera one, camera two. And you can tweak all that stuff, you know, in more or less real time. And you can see what you're able to, I was going to say, you can see what you're able to feel. You can feel the difference of what these technologies can bring to the game and how, you know, we talked about on the most recent main show about Doom the Dark Ages and how good it feels to play. And how much this technology, I think, enables that feeling of play, that frenetic pace, and how things like frame gen, like, again, I'm not going to be Digital Foundry. I'm not going to zoom in 120x on this stuff and, you know, prove someone wrong that Reflex allows this to feel as tight as native or whatever that is. But for my hands on a controller playing this game, it feels as silky smooth as anything I've played with so much going on screen, Jeff. Like, towards the end of this game, you know, I have like three different ways to lightning paralyze enemies while I'm also shooting rockets and using my BFG. Like, so much on-screen stuff happening, and just seeing it still crush and be this silky smooth immersive experience, it's a showstopper. It's an absolute showstopper.
Yeah, I think that for me, that, you know, there's been so many incredibly beautiful games that have come out in 2025 already, right? I mean, Dragon Age Veilguard, Avowed, Clair Obscur, Indiana Jones and the Great Circle. It just feels like game after game after game is unbelievable to me as somebody that grew up playing video games and yeah. You know, graphics were like, oh wow.
Yeah.
We're just in this place where every single thing is eye melting, how good it looks right now, especially on PC. And if you've got these beefy GPs, the difference here is like this Doom the Dark Ages to me feels like a throwback to a certain era of gaming with Quake and Unreal Tournament. And I know that there are a number of people still doing it today with, you know, stuff like Counter-Strike and, you know, real competitive Call of Duty play and stuff like that. But where frame rate actually has impact on how you play. And I don't know if I've really paid attention to that for a while. I mean, obviously I like a silky smooth frame rate just for the sort of buttery feeling of playing the game. And I really appreciate that buttery feeling. You know, if I'm playing on consoles and there's the option for, you know, higher frame rate or higher resolution, I always pick higher frame rate. And that's also why I always prefer to play multi-platform games on PC, because I do have a 50 series card now and I'm able to, you know, see the game in its most beautiful state at a rock solid, super high frame rate with that extra frame gen. And it does feel buttery. But with Doom, it actually feels like I'm better able to process the game. The moment to moment is so frenetic and there's so much coming at you from all sides at all times. The pace of it, it really feels like you don't want any of that frame drop. You don't want any of that, you know, I'm whipping my view around. I don't want any of that screen tearing. I don't want any of that stuff that has happened in the past, especially on PC, where your actual game experience is hindered. Your reaction time is hindered because the visuals are not keeping up with the pace of gameplay. And that's not something I've really ever, you know, I've had to consider recently, because there isn't, at least, you know, I'm sure there are. The games that I have been playing haven't asked that of me in a while. And being back in a game like that, where it's like, oh yeah, I remember those days. I remember that Unreal Tournament time where it was like, man, if I can't have a high ping and a high frame rate, it's not even worth playing because I'll just get owned. Obviously, this isn't a multiplayer situation with Doom, the Dark Ages, but it still feels like I have an advantage, or maybe not, maybe advantage is the wrong word, but I feel capable of processing the extreme pace that the game is throwing at me because everything is smooth. There's, you know, there are sequences, there's open world's wrong term too, but these are more arena like.
Yeah. Larger combat arenas, perhaps.
Yeah. There's a lot of corridor stuff in Doom the Dark Ages. You know, you're in small environments, you're blasting through corridors, you're doing lots of crazy stuff. But then there are these bigger open fields, these arenas where the game just throws so many enemies at you. It's like Serious Sam, you know, it's like, it's just throwing so many enemies at you at once. And they're not all in front of you. They're all around you. Projectiles are coming from all sides, from above you. You know, there's the enemies on platforms that are like above you that you have to figure out how to get up there to take them down, but they're shooting down at you. You know, there's giant like tank turrets that are set up all across the battlefield that you have to parry their green blasts at just the right moment to destroy them. You know, you're just processing so much information that I want that information to be delivered to me smoothly without any problems. And that to me is what makes Doom the Dark Ages, you know, the perfect example for why this technology is important. Yes, I love that buttery feel, but the buttery feel paired with I need this, I need this information, it really drives home that notion of like, man, not dropping a frame, or you know, if my PC is dropping a frame, having the DLSS, you know, replace that frame immediately without any, seamlessly without me noticing anything, it's crazy. And you were saying that you were getting over 200 frames per second, right, on what the game was telling you.
Yeah, so it has in-game metrics that you can turn on, you know, in-game, the menu, and they're all themed, you know, according to Doom difficulty. So it's like nightmare actually means like show me all the data, not like we're not showing you anything. It's a nightmare of data. Good good luck. It's all jumbled. It
just means well, I think, you know, for some folks, it would be a nightmare. It's like, oh, six frames, that's what I'm getting?
Yeah, too much, too little of too much. So I'm running at 4K, DLSS, it's 4 is the suite that's in this on 50 series cards. DLAA, I have my frame gen at 4X, HDR is on, and I toggle between Ultra and Nightmare as the default.
Yeah, there's a higher graphical settings than Ultra. Ultra usually is where not with Doom. Doom Ultra is, you know, it's baby times. Come on, Ultra, which come on, make me yawn.
I think switching between those and just going Ultra and the Nightmare, I think Nightmare and some of those, whatever the next one up is, I think those are going to be more significant changes after the path tracing and ray reconstruction comes in a patch. Right now, I wasn't seeing much of a difference. Again, beautiful and stunning. And yeah, I'm cranking, you know, on the quote low end, it's like 188, you know, just under 200 frames per second. On the high end, you know, right around 200, 210. And what I find fascinating about Doom the Dark Ages and this technology suite built into it is that this feels like the first game for me where I'm coming into a new game with the Transformer model built in, with this new technology there at launch, versus so many of the games I've gone back to where it's like, ooh,
yeah,
Cyberpunk now has this. Let me, and right, it's fun to play in the world and see how pretty it looks, and it looks very pretty. But there's something to be said about, and why I think this is kind of a showpiece tech to have somebody come over and just play it, of like, this is Mario 64, right? It's the first game you're playing on the quote new console. Like, it just has all of the stuff in it at launch, more or less. And I think there's something to be said about that, and hopefully we're going to see that more and more with these games coming out that just deliver on the promise of these high frame rates if you have the monitor that can handle the refresh rates and built in full dynamic lighting, you know, built in global illumination. And then to hear that path tracing is coming, like we're giving you more than what we've ever had. Like id Tech has this stuff in it, right? And with DLSS 4, you have all this stuff, and it's like, oh, we're still going to do more. But there's something to be said about having all of that at launch, or even here in pre-release, that I think is really illustrative of what games can do today. And it's really impressive.
It's a wild thing. Also, you know, I'm on the super ultra wide monitor. I'm doing a 32x9 display. So it's like wrapping around me, and insanely high resolution. And, you know, it's not missing beats. It's a wild thing to be sort of enveloped in that. And the thing about Doom, the Dark Ages as well, you know, and this is not an ad for Doom. I think we're just both fans of how it looks and how it plays.
No, this is an ad for our Patreon content.
Get this Patreon.com/ELC pod. The thing about Doom is when I first started it up, the Doom the Dark Ages, you know, you're in that hell color palette. You're in that, you know, everything is burning. Everything is red and has sort of a red glow to it. It's all one look. And there's a couple of levels at the beginning that are like that. And I'm like, is this entire game going to have the same aesthetic through it? And no, it does not. It gets to very different looking locations and very different color palettes. You know, there's a sort of like sci-fi aesthetic. So you're in this kind of blues and grays, and it really shows a large variety of look and feel to it. And also the mechanisms in the game, the gameplay things that you're dealing with are all color coded and done so brilliantly. You know, obviously we know from Doom 2016 and Doom Eternal the sort of flashing of red or you know, these different colors to indicate certain things. But I think Dark Ages goes even further. Like I got a power up that I had to buy in game, that you one of your skill tree power ups, where if I shoot an enemy with one of the guns enough times, it starts glowing gold. Or like yellowish, like golden. And then that means if I throw my shield at it, it'll explode. And so it has these additional states that are all color coded. And so you're processing a lot of this sort of color information. And as you said, in HDR, those are popping, you know, on my monitor. It's absolutely gorgeous how much color there is in a game that is set in a very sort of staid, you know, monochromatic world. You know, you're not dealing with lots of foliage and, you know, beautiful flowers and stuff that you might see in a different video game. This, you know, this is a hellscape. This is very, you know, desolate and destroyed in a lot of ways, but there's still tons of pops of color that I think are so vibrant, especially in HDR, and make the game, like you said, such a showpiece. I'm so impressed with how it looks.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and I think what's exciting about that too is we talked about for the Switch 2 how in handheld mode, like its screen has HDR now, right? And we talked about how HDR in some ways is as impressive or more impressive than even 4K visuals. Like it can bring such shine to a game. And I love seeing the bleeding edge of the technology come to other devices. You know, we talked also about the Switch 2, and it's like, what is its DLSS? You know, how is it doing this stuff and that stuff? And to have a game like Doom the Dark Ages with DLSS 4 and all of the stuff that it does. And again, I'm able to get these high frame rates with all of the ray tracing and all of the bells and whistles turned on and the default graphic setting set to ultra or nightmare, with the benefit of frame generation. And again, I know someone's yelling at me like, those aren't real frames. I wish I could invite you over to play it. Because ultimately for me,
I can't tell.
Yeah, theoretically, I agree with you. Like, I would love to have the carved marble statue in my home where I watch the person carve it because I know it's there and it's all intentional. It's all built there and it's a real thing I can touch and feel. But I'll tell you what, man, I don't know the magic behind the technology, but it just nothing about it feels fake. It allows me to play this game, as you mentioned, at the way that I want to play it, to give me a quote unquote advantage as a doom slayer trying to kill all of these demons. And I really don't feel like there's downside. I don't feel like there's trade-off to these being quote fake frames or not. And instead I'm playing at a super high refresh rate and it feels so good. And that feeling in Doom the Dark Ages, I think, is so important to what makes it a top five game of the year contender.
I'm looking at these, you know, as I'm playing, I'm looking at the screen with a critical eye. I'm really trying to see the, you know, the seams or whatever.
Muddy,
you know,
or blurry or this thing doesn't belong here. Yes.
Yeah. And I, it's beyond my ability. I mean, maybe if you freeze frame stuff and zoom in, maybe there's a way to discern it. It is not discernible to me. What I am seeing is a crisp, smooth, buttery experience that, you know, it's just wild. And we're fortunate, right? We're fortunate that NVIDIA gave us this experience, and we're grateful for that. I know these are not inexpensive cards. they are pricey and they're hard to come by. But my goodness, it's you hear us being effusive because it really is that impressive. It's pretty incredible.
And my hope is it becomes available to more folks, you know, whether or not that's availability or we see this tech filter down into next consoles, next generations. That's what I think is exciting. Like, we often live our life, much to our partner's chagrin at times, on the bleeding edge of technology, which is expensive.
Yeah.
But it's really fun to see it and to see it come together, knowing that this is where handheld gaming will be in 2 years. This is where, you know what I mean? Like, it's really exciting to see that. And I think that's what Doom the Dark Ages, with all of this, the Transformer technology and DLSS4 highlights.
Well, there you go. That's our sort of deep dive in the look and tech of Doom the Dark Ages. We have the possibility of maybe speaking to somebody at NVIDIA who has actually worked on all this, the nuts and bolts of making this possible. So we're hoping to bring that to you as well. Stay tuned. It's not completely set, but we're hoping. I don't like to bring things up if they're not completely set, but we're hoping to have more content around this coming at you. And of course, the main show every Sunday at dlcpod.com.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.